right. So what do we got?
All right. So I guess the plan for this week was we were going to watch, because it's come up a few times when we've been doing different stuff, is the Paladin show, Have Gun, Will Travel. And it's like, hey, we keep bringing that up when we talk about shows. We should really watch it. And we will probably next week. But
okay.
Just perfect timing that I was in that mindset to do a Western. And it's like, all right, let me go track that down. And, you know, we'll get back into Western mode. And just coincidentally, right when I was going to start tracking down some episodes of Have Gun, Will Travel, somebody left a comment on, for whatever reason, I guess just because they're popular shows, our Gilligan's Island episode, and by extension, the It's About Time episode, which It's About Time was the show, the less popular show that came out right after Gilligan's Island about astronauts who went back to caveman days. That also gets a lot of views, and somebody commented on it, hey, you should watch Dusty's Trail. So there's the clues. We're talking about Westerns, and it's a show related to Gilligan's Island, and It's About Time. Have you ever heard of Dusty's Trail from the 70s?
That's the name of the show, Dusty's Trail? You know, never heard of it.
Yep. So, Dusty's Trail is an American Western comedy series starring Bob Denver and Forrest Tucker. It aired in 1973, one season with 26 episodes. The series, set in the 1880s, is about a small, diverse cluster of lost travelers who become separated from their wagon train. And it's by that guy, Sherwood Schwartz, because I accidentally called him Sherman Schwartz. My brain had left me for a moment, and I still get comments about that to this day. But listen to this. Okay, see if this sounds familiar. So they're in a wagon train. The wagon train got separated, so they're off on their own. The group includes Wagon Master Mr. Callahan and his shotgun lookout Dusty, Mr. and Mrs. Brookhaven, a wealthy Eastern banker, and his wife.
Oh my God.
A book smart civil engineer named Andy.
Yeah.
Dance hall girl Lulu McQueen. And farm girl Betsy.
Oh my God. God.
So at the very least, I mean, it is made by the Gilligan's Island guy, and it does star Gilligan, but it's just Gilligan's Island in the Old West. That's exactly what this show is.
Exactly. God, you think they could have come up with something a little new or different?
And yeah, I guess I was just surprised too that I'd never heard of it. I mean, I was a kid in the 80s, so I guess that's the thing, is I was aware of shows like Gilligan's Island and Beverly Hillbillies and, you know, the Flintstones. Like, a show had to be popular enough to just be repeated for several more decades. And then there was the shows like It's About Time and apparently Dusty's Trail that just didn't survive, so I never knew what they were. But that you also don't know what it is, that's a bad sign. And the only information I've got about it is Bob Denver professed on several occasions that Dusty's Trail was his favorite show to perform. However, critics said it was too obviously a rewrite of Gilligan's Island, deeming it derivative. It's like, yeah, no kidding.
You think they could have at least, if they wanted to use the basic formula, okay, but you think they could have at least changed some of the people in the group. Have a gambler or an Aboriginal person or something. You know, don't repeat the same crew that you had on Gilligan's.
Yeah, it's extremely shameless. It's like this will be like an alternate reality. It's like a different reality where instead of being shipwrecked, Gilligan's Island was a Western, except it's not an alternate reality. These are both from our reality. And the little bit I looked into it, it seems that Sherwood Schwartz, he was trying to get a Gilligan's Island reboot going at the time, or maybe just new episodes with the same cast, I'm not totally sure. And he couldn't get it off the ground. He finally did get them to agree to make a Gilligan's Island animated series that ran for a little while. But I think that's partially why this is so exactly the same, is he had Gilligan on the brain. You know, he had Gilligan scripts and stuff, and it's like, hey, just type those up again in the Old West, and we're all set. Dusty's Trail.
What a friggin' cheap venue, though. You know, come on, guy.
Yeah, and that's funny. The guy who left the comment, I mean, he didn't say it was good. He just said we should watch it. However, where I found these, so these episodes something went wrong with the copyright of this show. It's one of these shows that fell into the public domain. They just didn't properly lock down ownership of it. But not every episode. Most of the episodes, though. So I don't have the first episode. I've got episode 3. But I'm sure there will be, in the style of It's About Time and Gilligan's Island, both Calypso and otherwise, that I'm sure there will be a song at the start explaining exactly what's happening. So I've got episode 3, and then if we want another one, the latest episode I have is episode 24, but we'll see. Maybe after one episode we'll be done.
Maybe we'll be so surprised we'll just have to jump right into number 24. I can't see it, but who knows?
Yeah, you never know, because so these are on YouTube for anyone who wants to watch them. Although they did the thing on YouTube, I hate when people do this, where they take an old show that's supposed to be square, like an old square TV, and they reformat it to look widescreen. But by doing that, they chop off the top and the bottom of the visuals. I don't understand why people do that. So if you're enough of a nerd that you don't like that, which I am, I found these also on archive.org. You can find these the public domain episodes in the normal 4:3 ratio. And on that archive.org page, there was someone who left a comment who was incensed, where they were like, what is with all these comments I see making fun of this show? Like, if you even came here to watch it, you obviously remember it. Why would you come back to the show just to make fun of it? And then he told the story of back in the 70s, not only him, but he says, I can remember like 9 families in my neighborhood who loved this show. We all watched it every week, and then we all talked about it the next day. So stop making fun of Dusty's Trail. So if that guy happens to be listening, you should probably get out of here. I don't think you're going to like it. But again, who knows? Like you said, maybe we'll love it. Maybe it'll be great. Only one way to find out, and that's to watch Dusty's Trail.
Exactly. Maybe it'll put Gilligan's Island to shame. Can't see it happening. But hey, you never know. We've been surprised before by some of these things that we thought would be a piece of crap.
I guess I will say my expectations are, I mean, I doubt it'll be as good as Gilligan, because Gilligan is truly a classic. But I do expect this will be probably a lot better than It's About Time. It's About Time had a lot of problems. At least this show, I mean, it's just Gilligan's Island, you know, like at least the fundamental skeleton of it, we already know does work. So that's what I expect. Right in the middle. Better than It's About Time, worse than Gilligan.
Okay, let's check it out.
All right. So yeah, episode 3, it's called Horse of Another Color.
Let's follow the path of Dusty's Trail, oh, Dusty's Trail, Dusty's Trail, a stage and a wagon a-heading west. Part of a wagon train lost from the rest. Dusty's the reason for their plight. Thanks to Dusty, nothing's right. Only the wagon master's hand keeps them a-rolling through the promised land. All the going gets mighty rough, but they don't seem to mind. It's California, that's the place they must find. Deserts and rocks are in their way, but they won't stop, come what may. Mountains and hills that they must scale, but they know they'll make it, 'cause they just can't fail on Dusty's Trail.
Well, even if you try not to compare it to Gilligan's Island, you have no choice. It's just so obviously a copycat version.
Must have been interesting, though, back in 1973. I mean, we came into it, you know, with a little wiki article laying it all out of what it is. But if you just caught this on TV, you'd be like, ah, Bob Denver, or maybe even just, oh, Gilligan. And then you'd start watching it, and you'd be like, wait a minute. Like, this really is Gilligan. So we did watch the other episode. We watched episode 3 and we watched episode 24. First off, because I was remembering back to It's About Time, how when that show started faltering, they changed the whole premise. Instead of astronauts going back to caveman times, by the end of that show, they had brought the cavemen into the present day, which was a bit more interesting as a concept, but it wasn't enough to keep the show going. So I wanted to see if this show did anything similar. But the main thing was, for whatever reason, episode 3 didn't have the theme song. And you just gotta hear the theme songs for these shows, because Gilligan is an all-time classic theme song, and even the Calypso one was cool. It's About Time is an all-time terrible theme song, but memorable. And this one, I'm sad to say, is kind of a bland theme song. Just kind of a little Western ditty that didn't really stick in my mind.
Yeah, I agree. It's not nearly as... the theme from Gilligan is so catchy. But the acting and everything is not bad in it. As I was watching it, I thought, I wonder what would have happened if this had come first. Would it have been more popular than coming later as obviously a copy of Gilligan, which was so successful? If it had been in reverse, would this one have caught on better than it did? Because you wouldn't have had Gilligan's Island to compare it to.
Yeah, like there is something very mysterious about Gilligan's Island. I'm not quite sure why it works so well, because it is this same kind of formula and it just seems better. But I do think you're right. I mean, I think if this came on first, it would definitely still not be as good as Gilligan, but would be probably accepted more. And I definitely feel some sympathy for that guy on the archive.org page who was upset that everybody was making fun of this show he liked as a kid. Because, you know, even just in this show, we've watched shows I liked as a kid, you know, I don't think we ever watched Small Wonder, but it's awful, and I liked it as a kid. We watched Out of This World, about the girl who touched her fingers together and froze time. Also awful, but I loved that as a kid. I would have loved this show when I was a kid, absolutely. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, I would have loved it too. And, you know, I'm not going to say it was bad. I mean, it had the slapstick humor that you could see all the action coming before it happens. Same thing as in Gilligan. The acting is good. The pacing is good in it, but it just I think it, because it is such a copycat of Gilligan, but it also has things that are not as catchy. I mean, the ginger character in Gilligan's Island is so obviously a takeoff on Marilyn Monroe, that husky, sexy voice, whereas this girl in this one, she plays the sex role, but only occasionally. Usually she's just roaming around, you know, and she's present. And it's only occasionally, like, she'll, you know, put on the sway and they, you know, put the money down in her boobs. Whereas the ginger character in Gilligan's Island, that girl exudes sex. She's sex right from the beginning. I mean, just walking across the set, she's exuding sex. Every time she speaks, she's got that husky, sexy voice, like, come hither. And this girl lacks that. And, the Thurston Howell character, good. The Lovey character, good. I mean, they're just copies of it, and they're always in character.
But the country girl, you know, Bertha Fay, Betty May, whatever the heck her name was. I mean, I can't think of a single line of dialogue, and we watched two whole episodes. That's enough time for her to say something. I feel like she didn't do anything.
Yeah, she didn't. She really didn't stand out. They could have replaced that actress at any time. She's the Marianne character in Gilligan has kind of an innocence, a youthfulness about her, whereas this girl is really nothing special to make her stand out. But it was okay. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. It was much better than It's About Time.
Yeah, I think the key to making a ripoff of Gilligan's Island is to have Gilligan be in it, and he is in it. So yeah, that helps a lot. It helps a crazy lot. But I was saying, as we watched it, I wouldn't have called him Dusty. I would have just called him Gilligan. Just call this, like, I don't know what you'd call it, though, because it's not like Star Trek The Next Generation. This is like the previous. This is like Great Grandpa Gilligan. But if you called it that, they'd think it was going to be an old Gilligan. I don't know how. Old West Gilligan, I guess they could have just called it.
Yeah, but they could, yeah. Or Gilligan in the West. Just Gilligan in the West. That would have done it.
And it's definitely, though, the overall premise, though, it is a little less clean than the island, because I definitely found myself getting confused. Like, I assumed it was going to be there legitimately stuck in the wilds and just, you know, like they just can't get to even civilization. But in the first episode we watched, they meet some cattle. I guess it wasn't cattle owners. It was actual lawmen, right? Crooked lawmen. But, you know, just a symbol of society for sure. And then by episode 24, they're in a whole town and they get to gambling and setting up a boxing match and all this stuff. And then you pointed out to me, it's like, yeah, but the problem is they lost the wagon train. They need to be part of the wagon train to get west. The doctor, he had a telegram machine. Like, there's so many places where they have connections to society that it really starts breaking down in my brain. Like, sure, Gilligan's going to stay with the skipper because where else is he going to go? But Old West Thurston Howell, once he's in a town, a proper town, and he still has, like they've shown many times, he still has all his money. He has thousands of dollars on his person. Why would he stick with this group? He'd be like, okay, well, something went wrong with the wagon train. That's unfortunate. But now I'm going to, you know, figure out a new route to get west. See you later. Like, I don't understand.
Sure. I'm going to take a stagecoach to California. You know, it's not like the secret of, or the beauty of Gilligan is that they were isolated. They had to create ways to survive on that island and only on that island. Whereas here, yes, you could survive anywhere. Why don't some of them say, hey, I like this little town. I'm going to stay here. One of the girls, maybe I've fallen in love with some guy in the town. So I'm going to stay. It's not like you're on a secluded island where there's nothing there and you have to somehow be innovative to create things to survive. Here, the stuff is all there. Different. Yeah, it's not the same. It's that isolationism of Gilligan is probably what makes it successful, because they have to be really creative. And here they don't. They just have to go into town and buy the supplies or, you know, whatever. See, Thurston Howell's money in Gilligan is useless to him. But here it wouldn't be. Yeah, he could buy his way into anything.
And the ginger type lady, I mean, she shows herself to be like super resourceful and quick on her feet. Like, yeah, she could make do in any town. She could run that town. You know, why would she be like, all right, back out into the brush with these freaking idiots? Like, why would she do that? And then the other thing I was a little disappointed by is the theme song, you know, does lay out what happened, but all it says is they lost track of the wagon trail and it's all Dusty's fault. Dust, because of Dusty, everything's gone wrong. But they never actually say what Dusty did. So I went to check, because we didn't have episode one, but episode one basically just starts off. I think they designed it so there is no episode one. You know, they wanted to be able to rerun these in syndication in any order. So episode one is just another episode. So there is no episode showing what Dusty did. And I don't know, I was just like slightly, just like, I just want to know what he did. But I guess, you know, it's like the ghost of Gilligan looms over this show. Everyone just understands like, yeah, he's just an idiot. He screwed something up. But unfortunately, there is no evidence of what he actually did.
And the original Gilligan, of course, has its nature that causes that disaster for them. I mean, there's probably something stupid Gilligan did in that storm. I don't really remember, but it was the storm that caused all the havoc and caused the boat to crash on that island. Yeah, but thinking back, yeah, it probably was something dumb that Gilligan did.
And in this case, yeah, I don't have any suggestion. I mean, obviously, I don't really understand the exact workings of the Old West anyway, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you would, because if you did make this show more isolated, then what? I mean, they already spent, like, that first episode we watched, literally the first 10 minutes was just Gilligan messing around with a horse and getting thrown off it. Like, they really milked that for a long time. So I think they were already feeling the limits of the premise. But still, yeah, like, I do think this kind of does fall right in the middle, because it's about time. That premise was so limited. It was crazy, you know, where the Neanderthals, like, couldn't even speak properly. They spoke in those annoying caveman voices, and like, that was way worse. So yeah, definitely in the pantheon, Gilligan number one, Dusty's Trail number two, and coming in a distant third, It's About Time.
Yeah, really trailing far behind.
I wonder, I mean, we were gonna watch a proper Western next week, but I've never seen the Gilligan cartoon. Have you ever seen this Gilligan cartoon?
I don't think I've ever watched a Gilligan cartoon. I have seen little bits of it. I remember it being on TV and watching little snippets of it and thinking, oh yeah, okay. And it was, you know, it was a cartoon and it was all right what I remember of it, because this is very slapstick humor and it would fit into a cartoon. It's almost cartoonish. The whole idea of the situations these people get in and the stupid slapstick things like Gilligan getting tied up with the horse in the first episode and always getting caught up in the ropes of the fighting ring in the second one that we watched. Yeah, that stuff is so cartoon. Yeah, cartoon would probably work.
Yeah, and generally, whenever we do watch these cartoon spinoffs from this era, it usually doesn't go that well. Like, we watched the my favorite Martian cartoon, and we watched the Alf cartoon from a bit later on. And they weren't very good. But I don't know. I'm just really curious. Maybe we could combine it, do like a double cartoon thing next week, because the other cartoon I was always curious about is that weird Star Trek cartoon that had all of the original cast members, but it was some weird cartoon. Have you ever seen that either?
I've seen that one also, but again, I mean, I'm picturing it. I'm seeing an image of very two-dimensional. Both of these cartoons that you're talking about, very two-dimensional. But, you know, what I remember of that one, it just took this Star Trek TV show and made it into a cartoon.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little curious, so I don't know. Maybe we'll put off Have Gun Will Travel one more week while I dig up some, you know, maybe we'll have a tiny cartoon extravaganza, because if we just did the Gilligan cartoon, that might not be enough, but maybe Gilligan and Star Trek, and maybe I'll dig up something else. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. A lighthearted slapstick one and a more serious one. Yeah, sure. That sounds like an interesting road to travel.
But yeah, so anyway, I hope any huge fans of Dusty's Trail, I don't know, I feel like we were about as fair as we could be. I think that could have gone a lot worse. So,
better than I thought it would be. I was thinking, oh God, just pure copycat. These guys are really scraping the bottom of the barrel. But it was okay. And you're right. The two stars are what made that show.
Yeah, and it was kind of neat too, just complete random thing, but because, you know, sometimes I think I recognize people from these shows, but since it's not really my era, usually it's just that they have a familiar face. But I was kind of pleased to see that the professor in this show, Andy, he's the father from Heathers, the Winona Ryder movie. I don't patronize bunny rabbits, so if anybody knows Heathers, it was that guy. So that was nice. I actually did recognize somebody for once.
We'll give it a, maybe not a full thumbs up, but a half thumbs up.
Yeah, one thing I've heard someone say recently, how do they say it? It's like a, you know, like maybe I'd only give it a C+, but an enthusiastic C+. You know, like, hey, I'm not trying to talk bad about it. It's just, it is only a C+. That's just facts, but I didn't hate it. You know, I like putting it that way.
I'll give it a B-.
Nice.